This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Aren't they always?
Apparently so. More so than normal, though, because of some controversy here in New Hampshire that has spread all around the United States, at least on the web, in a variety of different news sources. Everything from CNN to the Washington Times. There were dozens and dozens of them when I looked last night. Huffington Post, Raw Story, the Daily Mail. That's actually international. The Daily Mail's in the UK, so the story has gone international.
I had thought it had gone international a couple days ago.
Reason, New York Daily News, Think Progress, Boing Boing. So it's blown up. The state representative involved here is a Free State Project participant. Her name is Amanda Bolden. She is the person who is the good guy in this particular controversy. She is defending the right of someone to be topless, especially females, to be topless. But everyone should have that that right. If men have the right to be topless in public, so should women.
And
basic.
Just a point of clarification for anybody listening. Right now, it is currently completely legal at the state level to be topless if you're female in New Hampshire. So this is not, and I've seen some of the comments on various Facebook threads to where people are like, blah, 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 this should not be allowed. Well, it's currently legal. So the proposal is not to make this legal. The proposal is to make it illegal only for women,
right?
Unless they're breastfeeding. And now I've got, aside from the whole equal protection under the law aspect, I've got a huge issue with this from a free speech standpoint.
Yeah.
Because there is no exemption in the law for protest or art.
So are you saying that taking...
I'm saying as written, if this passes, then it could be overturned on a free speech ground.
How is are you saying, though, that that showing one's breasts is free expression, that is speech?
That there are exemptions in nudity statutes across the country that if one is nude as an act of protest or as... like a display of some, art exhibit, then that has to be allowed. There is no exemption in this statute to allow for art or acts of protest. So my understanding of, various court cases that have basically upheld the acts of people in protest or art, this bill, as currently written, would be thrown out because it is a blatant violation of free speech.
Well, I certainly hope it is thrown out. The proposal, as you said, here in New Hampshire is to make it a criminal act for a woman to be topless in public, basically, with an exemption, as you said, for breastfeeding.
Now, that's the only exemption.
Yeah. And this is in response to a protest that went down this summer in Weers Beach, and then ultimately Guilford, New Hampshire.
Well, there was also something planned, I think, at Hampton Beach.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant. Hampton Beach was
And then there was Weers Beach.
They're like almost the same beach from what I understand. But
No.
No?
Weers Beach is by Laconia.
Okay.
It's on a lake.
Hampton Beach is in the ocean.
I'm sorry.
They're like
right.
2 hours away from each other.
I was confusing the two. It was Hampton Beach was where the actual protest went down. Anyway, it was at a beach and here in New Hampshire, and these ladies went out. It was called Free the Nipple, and it got a whole lot of publicity in advance.
We talked about it.
We did, and as did a lot of other news sources, it was a big deal because apparently girls topless is a big deal. For some people, and I argue that it really shouldn't be, that if people are upset by women being topless, they need to really look inside themselves. I was at this Free the Nipple trial this week. It actually just happened this week earlier in Laconia, and there were a couple of witnesses that they had called in the case. There were actually several witnesses. The state called three, I think, were police, and then another three were the people who actually snitched to the police. They actually called the cops on the protesters, on the ladies. Well, actually, I guess in this case, I don't know if I should call them protesters, because they, when they were actually ticketed for being topless, they were literally just at the beach hanging out. The actual official Free the Nipple event wasn't even happening at Guilford Beach. So they weren't arrested or ticketed at Hampton Beach. They were gotten 2 weeks later when they were just enjoying their time on
just happened
beach.
To be at the beach.
Yeah. So one of the people who called the police, of course, brought up that, well, she has children. And her son, her 12-year-old son, was on the beach. And, you know, you got to protect children from seeing breasts or something. As though seeing breasts, which, by the way, most children, if they're raised right, have had their mouths on at some point.
Yes.
So they've certainly seen plenty of breasts. Yes, as though seeing breasts...
They don't have memories of seeing a breast when they were 2 years old, Ian.
Do they have memories of mammaries, though? So the point, though, is that the idea that they're suggesting is that by seeing breasts, just breasts, not someone rubbing the breasts in some sort of sexual manner or whatever, but just seeing breasts on the beach is somehow going to corrupt this 12-year-old boy. That is going to cause him, as though he hasn't already seen breasts on the internet. Come on, I was in elementary school in the 80s, before there was such a thing as an internet, and I saw a Playboy magazine on the school bus. Okay,
yeah.
So when was the first time for you, Daryl? Do you remember?
I don't recall.
Were you before age 12?
Most likely.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost a guarantee that by age 12, a young male in the United States is going to have seen, either in real life or most likely in photographic form, a pair of breasts. And we've all been okay from this experience. Everything has been all right when that happens. But yet these prudes, man, they just act like it is the end of the world that some woman be allowed to be topless, you know, on the beach or in public.
And one thing that I think is really interesting is if you look at Europe or if you look at South America, female toplessness is not an anomaly. Like, it's something that happens quite frequently at beaches.
Yeah, well, not only at beaches, I've seen video of a girl stripping down on a European street, and I mean full nude, and nobody really bats an eye at it.
What was that, performance art? Act of protest?
I don't know.
She wanted to be naked.
I don't know. I really don't. I don't remember the context for the video. All I remember is a girl getting naked, and the people that were around her were just like, oh, huh. Maybe one guy took a picture or something like that, and she didn't mind, right? Like, you're going to take your clothes off.
Well,
in public.
Obviously, somebody made a video of it as well because you were able to watch the video.
I think the video was like her boyfriend, though, but I meant someone who was who was standing around. And so this has blown up, though, into more than just the Free the Nipple controversy. So the Free the Nipple was the protest that happened over the summertime. That court trial happened this week. But coming up this winter, there's this piece of legislation that you were discussing earlier, Daryl, that will criminalize across all of New Hampshire if it passes, and hopefully it won't change, you know, stand a chance in hell of passing, but, you know, we'll find out, that would criminalize female toplessness. So it's clearly discriminatory. It clearly violates, you know, equal protection, and as you pointed out, violates freedom of speech. And these were some of the arguments that were actually made in court this week during the Free the Nipple trial, which was interesting. And if you want to see that full hour, 20-minute long trial, it's up right now over at freekeen.com. You can check that out there. But what really blew up into the news this week were some of the comments these, let's say, rude comments from certain state representatives.
Yes.
Who are apparently sponsoring said legislation. So what happened was Amanda Bolden, who's a Free State Project participant and an early mover and state representative, took to Facebook to kind of defend the right to topless freedom. And then one of the state reps said in response, and this is one of the sponsors of said bill, quote, "I'll see you on the House floor. He said, I have obviously more respect for a woman," which of course makes no sense, "and her innocence and decency than women who are support public nudity." That's what he said, who are support public nudity. But his comments get worse, and we'll share those with you coming up.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I especially want to hear from you if you think that it should be illegal, as it is in some places, for women to be topless. But you think that men should be able to be topless. So illegal for women, legal for men. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. So don't hesitate to reach out to us in either way. And we're going to tell you more of the comments, these incredibly rude comments made by a couple of state representatives who are ostensibly relatively liberty-oriented state representatives. And so just because somebody votes very well on a lot of issues doesn't necessarily mean that they really understand the principles of liberty.
Also doesn't mean that they're a decent human being.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the comments here that you're going to read are downright nasty and rude.
Yeah.
And basically, it's not anything that should be said in civil conversation.
I tend to agree with what you're saying, although I'm sure the people who love them, like, you know, their family members and wives or whatever, would say that they are decent human beings and that it's indecent to expose your breasts. So, you know, I guess it would just depend on your perspective, right? That they were just defending the decency of keeping your clothes on, even though they weren't very nice about how they did that.
By calling names and being rather rude. I don't see how you could say that they're acting like decent human beings.
I wouldn't say it, but somebody, you know, somebody might. Let me give you the rest of the quotes here. So we're talking about a controversy over a piece of legislation that may make it a criminal act for a woman to be topless in New Hampshire with only one exemption for breastfeeding. Representative Josh Moore says, and he's saying this to another state representative, Amanda Bolden, who's a Free State Project early mover.
Josh Moore being one of the co-sponsors of the bill.
Yeah, he says, I'll see you on the House floor. I have obviously have more respect for a woman, or for a woman, for a woman. I'm reading this as he wrote it. And her innocence and decency than women who are support public nudity. So obviously, basic grammar and spelling is not a requirement to be a state representative.
Well, he also probably wasn't proofreading because he's just typing an angry diatribe.
Yeah.
But basically what he's saying is, I respect your decency and innocence so much that I'm going to force you to respect your own decency and innocence.
Well, right, because behind every government mandate is the force of a gun, is the force of men with guns coming to put you in a cage if you don't do what they say. And they'll argue, of course, that, well, this is only a violation. It won't be a jailable offense. But that's not true, because if you don't give the police your information upon ticketing, if the cop comes up to you and says, excuse me, miss, I'm going to have to write you a ticket because you're topless, and you then do not give him the information to write on the ticket, meaning your name and address and things like that, then he can go ahead and arrest you and take you right into the station.
Even if you do give him the information, and you take it to court and try to challenge it, and they find you guilty, and you say, I will not pay this fine, I want to do community service. And the judge says, no, you cannot do community service. And you insist, I am not paying this fine. They will throw you in jail.
Yes.
At the cost of $50 per day.
In New Hampshire,
meaning
$50.
That they will credit whatever your fine is, $50 per day that you sit in jail.
Other states, the policy may be different. I've heard there's a bill this session to try to raise the amount per day, which would be nice.
Good. Let them raise it.
It should be fun to
hit. The next time I go to jail, it's not going to be for as many days.
Exactly. So anyway, the other thing Josh then said, Josh Moore, who's one of the sponsors of this anti-topless female legislation, because it would not outlaw males being topless, even though someone could say that a male topless is a sexy thing too, because the idea is that a female being topless is somehow this sexual thing. As though, what, there aren't women who find topless men attractive?
Yeah. Ever heard of the Chippendales?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thunder Down Under. Women love those guys.
State Representative Josh Moore then further says, quote, and he deleted this
one. Some guys actually love those guys, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So he deleted this one. What I'm about to read you, he then deleted later, but someone took a screenshot of it before he deleted it. Quote, who doesn't support a mother's right to feed? Don't give me the liberal talking points, Amanda. If it's a woman's natural inclination to pull her nipple out in public and you support that, then you should have no problem with a man's to stare at it and grab it. After all, it's all relative and natural, right?
So assaulting people, he believes, is completely natural.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's talking about here, is an assault, which, of course, is completely different than just displaying your, you know, your nipples in public. You're not assaulting anyone with that. You're not violating anyone's personal space. You might not like it, but you might not like my hairstyle. You might not like the clothes that I'm wearing. You might not like a lot of things about me, but ultimately, grabbing someone because you don't like them, that's crossing the line.
Yes.
And maybe he realized after the fact that he had crossed a line by saying that, but the fact is he said it, and you can't take that away.
Right.
So those quotes, plus another one that we're going to share with you here by a different state representative, blew up into incredible amounts of news coverage in just the last 3 days. Maybe you've already seen the story in your local publication. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Especially if you agree with State Representative Josh Moore here and that you believe that if a woman's breasts are out in public, that you should have the right to grab them. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And just a clarification. You said that this would only be a violation. You are incorrect,
really?
Sir. It would be a misdemeanor.
Wow.
Public indecency.
So tantamount to having your penis out, basically.
Yes. It
Incredible.
Adds a section to the statute of it's a misdemeanor if someone fornicates, exposes his or her genitals,
wow,
or performs any other act of gross lewdness under circumstances which he or she should know will likely cause alarm.
Our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Here's the other quote. This one is another state representative who weighs in with some rudeness. He starts by saying, no disrespect, but your nipple would be the last one I would want to see.
I loved Amanda's response to that during one of the interviews. She said, I never thought about where I'd be on somebody's nipple chart.
It was like, yeah, her nipple rankings, I think, was what she said. Like, he says further, you want to turn our family's beaches, which he misapostrophes there. He does beach apostrophe S. That's not correct. Into a pervert show, says State Representative Al Baldessaro. Now, both of these state representatives, I believe, are either A or B ranked state representatives. These are,
I think they're both A.
They might both be A. They are people who have voted super majority of the time for pro-liberty legislation. So, you know, credit to them for that. I won't take that away from them. But this seems like one of the most basic liberties here. The liberty of owning yourself and being able to express yourself how you want. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Toplessness. Is it controversial? Should it even be controversial?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Because this is an issue. I know some people are saying, you guys, you can't talk about anything else but toplessness. This isn't a big deal. And those are some of the comments I've seen online when this issue comes up. I, of course, posted about it recently at freekeen.com. And, you know, I'm sorry, this is a big deal. There are women who are facing jail time because they want to have the same rights as their male counterparts. Yes. I mean, come on. I can't believe we're in 2016 here. We're in the 21st century, and there are still people who have issues with women being topless in public. And if you want to share your thoughts with us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're going to go to your calls. I also want to let you know about David Hathaway's new book, which is Immigration, Individual versus National Borders. Perhaps the only issue more controversial than nipples is immigration. And if you want to get a libertarian perspective on this that's different from some Austrian economists like Hoppe and Rothbard, who have actually taken a position against open borders, then check out David Hathaway's new book, Immigration, Individual versus National Borders. He takes a pro
pro-freedom stance on borders. He's for open borders, but yet still supports the position that individual property owners have the absolute right to exclude or invite anyone onto their property. You can get your copy of Immigration, Individual versus National Borders through Amazon. Just go start your shopping at Amazon at shop.freetalklive.com. That's David Hathaway and the book, Immigration, Individual versus National Borders. We're going to go into your calls and thoughts. But by the way, I'd like to point out that private property is a solution here to those who are freaking out about nipples being available for children to see in public. Well, if we didn't have public property, then a lot of this controversy, I think, would just go away. Because then people who wanted to get away from seeing nipples could have prohibitions on nipples on their own private property, and they could go to other people's private property where similar prohibitions existed, and the rest of us who are more accepting towards people's bodies would be able to go to private property where nipples were allowed to be shown.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Let's say the next-door neighbor decides, I don't want nipples being exposed on my property. And you're like, I don't care if nipples are exposed on mine. And somebody's walking around on your property, and it's visible to the person next door.
The person next door should live in a gated neighborhood and not live next door to someone who has different rules like that. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll start out with, I believe we've got Bill listening in Virginia to WNIS. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Bill, go ahead, sir.
Great. Yeah, I was just going to say, I spent a lot of time in Europe in the military, and they have, I think it's a lot more mature attitude. A lot of times, you know, I had three children, and my wife breastfed children in public. She didn't make it. You throw a blanket over the kid, and you go about your business, and didn't seem to bother many people. You got a couple of looks once in a while, but other than that, I mean, nobody ever really said anything. And I honestly have to agree with you. I don't really see what the big deal is. It's a matter of appropriateness. I don't see women sitting topless in church. That wouldn't be appropriate. But if you go to the beach.
Depends on the church.
Yeah, you know what I mean. It's like if somebody goes to a church, you don't see a woman sitting topless. And if they breastfeed, they usually just go to the back of the church. I've been in churches where women breastfeed, and it's not a big deal to them. It's, you know, part of the human body. I wouldn't say, you know, if you wanted to be that way, you could go to a nudist beach if you want to walk around butt naked. You know, we used to go to the beach in Germany all the time, my wife and my kids and I, and you would see old people walking around naked. You'd see mothers with their children naked.
My God, so, Bill, are your children okay? Did they survive the experience?
Yeah, they all like breasts pretty well. The boys do anyway. It's just, I guess it's a maturity thing. You know what I mean? My wife didn't necessarily like it because there were some pretty good-looking women. But the point was that you're not oogling and ogling, and you're not making it overtly something wrong with it, because there's nothing wrong with it naturally. You know what I mean? We as people overtly make it wrong. Now, somebody standing there, my daughter never went topless when she was a teenager, but she wore a bikini. And I guarantee you, every 14, 15-year-old boy her age was looking at her. But it gets to be a point where if it's overt, then you say something. You know what I mean? Other than that, it's a natural thing. She's a good-looking kid. So what are you going to do? You can't put a bag over her.
Bill, great call, man. Thanks for the thoughts. Yeah. I agree completely, which is why we're going to let you go. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Definitely want to hear from somebody who is upset about this, who thinks Bill has damaged his children by bringing them to a nude beach in Europe. My God, not just toplessness, but bottomlessness, total nudity, elderly people. Oh, my Lord, what will ever will we do with our children? Everything's okay. Look, if people are around, and they are of a variety of ages, you know, elderly people naked, young people naked, whatever. It's just the human body. And if, you know, as far as religion is concerned, if you believe that God made you in his image, which is a pretty common Christian belief, and
yes,
most people in the United States would hold Christian beliefs when asked, then why are you supposed to cover it up? Now, I can understand the practical reason to cover up, like it's cold. That's a good reason for clothes. Yeah. You don't want to get your jimmies hung up on a tree branch or something like that. There's also some other reasons, like I remember hearing something about a rule, I forget where it was, but I just heard it recently, it totally skipped my mind, that you had to put a towel down on a chair before you sat down if you were naked in like some
There was somebody called in last night, I believe. I don't recall. Yeah.
So anyway, like, okay, that makes sense, because that's like a sanitary thing, right? You don't want to put your junk where somebody else's junk
has necessarily been. No, I think most people that would call themselves Christians, even though, yes, they do believe that humans were made in God's image, and I tend to agree that, you know, like, okay, you should then enjoy the creation, but they will say, no, you should be covered lest you commit the sin of lust, lest you start lusting after someone, and that's a sin. That's a sin of the flesh.
So, right. Although, as the gentleman who was just on pointed out, his daughter had a bikini on, and obviously there were plenty of teenage boys who were lusting after her, even with the bikini on, right? So I mean, the fact
she is... She could have been wearing a dress, and they would have lusted after her.
Exactly.
She could have worn pants. Doesn't matter. But let me give you a secret. Teenage boys are going to lust after teenage girls. Doesn't matter what they're wearing.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Todd listening in Shelbyville, Indiana. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Well, I have to say that I disagree with the man that called in regarding the nude beaches, you know, and all. I don't think there should be total nudity just allowed out in public. There needs to be a moral line somewhere.
What is immoral about it?
Well, okay, if we allow public nudity, then what's the next step? So I'm allowed to have sex on the corner while I'm waiting for the movie?
I think most people would find that pretty tacky, but this does bring it back down to the discussion about public versus private property. If you have private property, which we don't, you know, there's plenty of public property out there. Sidewalks are generally public property unless they're in like a gated neighborhood or some private land. You know, these traditionally government-run places like roads and sidewalks and parks and things like that are public property, which means that free speech and free expression has to be allowed on them, and that can cause some problems. So I actually support having total private property, which could mean that people who agree with you, Todd, could own property and set whatever rules that that you want to on it. But go ahead.
Well, to me, that would be fine. But to me, it's almost like drinking in public. You're allowed to walk. You're allowed to walk places with a beer in your hand, generally, but you can't be intoxicated.
Actually, a lot of places they have open container ordinances that would get you arrested for that. But you didn't really answer my question about why it's immoral. You said that someone could start having sex. That's another. Well, that goes a little further than what I was asking for. So I want to give you a chance to better answer that here. 855-450-FREE.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then would like to invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you can help us spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, where there are always a variety of discussions going on a daily basis. And more. Go get all the details, get signed up, and use any major credit card through PayPal, use Visa or MasterCard right there on our site, or now you can pay for AMP with Bitcoin. So sign up over at amp.freetalklive.com. We sure do appreciate it. We've had a tremendous outpouring of support in the last couple of weeks with more than 50 brand new Free Talk Live amplifiers, and we only had like 250 before, so that's a huge increase in the number of amplifiers that we have. So thank you to everybody who signed up. The Mark Skull, who's formerly was our co-host on Saturday nights and during the week as well, he says he will come back when AMP hits $5,000. He may come back temporarily or, like, I guess on a part-time basis prior to that at different levels. So, like, if it hits $4,000, for instance, he's thrown out a few different numbers. Anyway, the more that you can send over to us, we sure do appreciate. But all we ask from you individually is $5 a month. So go to amp.freetalklive.com if you want to get behind the show there. Let's go back to Todd in Shelbyville, Indiana. Todd, you said that being nude topless specifically, I guess, is what we're talking about. But let's go ahead and talk about full nudity. What's immoral? Because to me, it's all the same. What's immoral about being nude? And when I asked you that before, you said, well, someone could have sex, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just asking you, what's immoral about being nude?
Well, as far as the way I was taught from a child, in the days of Adam and Eve, they were naked until they realized their sins. And at that point, the first thing they did was they clothed themselves out of shame. I mean, you know, to me right there, I mean, that just lets you know exactly kind of where the line is drawn.
So they clothed themselves out of shame. Being naked was not immoral. They were just ashamed of being naked.
They were ashamed of being naked, being sinning, being of, you know, being in the eyes of God. You know,
are you saying
way.
That it's a sin to be naked?
And out in, I would say out in public. Then to me,
but
girls
wait
need
a minute.
To remember, man.
In Adam and Eve's time, hold on. In Adam and Eve's time, at that point, we're talking about, you know, the Garden of Eden. There weren't any other people around. Were they, you know, ashamed that the snake was going to watch them being naked, or whatever other animals might have happened to have been about?
No, sir. It's once they ate of the fruit of knowledge, they realized then that's they were told not to eat of the fruit, the tree of knowledge, and that basically knowledge was sins. And as soon as they did that, then God immediately, you know, they were in the eyes of God. He looked down upon them then, and they were ashamed of what they had done. They were ashamed.
So let me ask you this
question: appearing toward Him.
Let me ask you this question. At what age should a baby start wearing clothes? At what age does a baby first commit sin?
There's, as the way I was taught, there's what's known as the age of accountability. Now, it's not an exact numeric age, like on this day you suddenly become, you know.
But it's somewhere probably between like the age of 4 and 7.
Well, to me, there's
where you
a
start learning right from wrong.
Some rights from wrong, yes, maybe.
Okay, so it should...
Maybe stealing, you know,
should,
and things like that.
2- and 3- and 4-year-old children be allowed to run around naked because they have not yet learned right from wrong, they have not yet learned that they have sinned, or they have not yet committed a sin?
There is an innocence in children that they do not understand. So,
that doesn't answer
yes.
the question.
Excuse me?
Sorry, go ahead. You were continuing.
Well, no, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to understand the question.
Oh, so you said that Adam and Eve put on clothes because they were ashamed that they had committed sin. And I asked the question of, should children who have not yet committed a sin be allowed to run around naked?
If a 4-year-old happened to run out the front door naked, most of your neighbors are going to look, and it's going to be kind of a giggle because it's a child. They're innocent. But if a 14-year-old goes running out the door naked, completely different situation.
So when does it become a sin?
When all of a sudden that little voice in your head tells you that what you're doing it probably isn't right. There's a,
well,
there's
I don't
a
have
in-
that voice. When society has told you...
Right,
that,
when mom and dad, he said it was his parents.
When society tells you it's wrong.
Not society. Because society probably isn't going to tell you it's wrong. Society tells you many things that are right that people probably shouldn't
so
do.
When your mom and dad tell you that it's wrong to be naked in public, that's when it becomes a sin to do it?
No, when all of a sudden I go running out the front door as a child and I look down and I go, oh my God, I'm naked. I need to go get my shorts on. That, all of a sudden you realize normal people don't just run around naked.
Hold on. So what about some of these tribes that live in, like, the Amazonian rainforest that have never had clothes? And all they do their entire lives is run around naked.
They might have, like, a loincloth or something like that in some of those tribes.
And most of them do have loincloths or something of some
nature. But not all of them. I mean, there are some that, you know, naked is just something.
There are some where the only thing that is worn is a giant penis sheath. Where it's something made out of bark to cover the penis.
And most of those tribes have really not been stained by society's pressures.
Right. So are they sinning because they're naked?
If they don't realize, if they don't feel it's a sin and they don't realize it, if they've never been taught that, how would you know?
Thanks for the call tonight, Todd. Appreciate hearing from you. Seems like some contradictory viewpoints in that call. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
It sounded to me like he was saying it's a sin if you think it's a sin.
It did sound that way. Peter in New Jersey, you can share your thoughts here. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, how are you both?
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm listening to all this. And this afternoon, I was in a customer's home, older lady, discussing her repair work at the kitchen table, taking notes. And down the stairs comes this 30, 35-year-old girl with an accent. And right there at the intersection of the kitchen and the parlor, she loads up her bag with the bucket and her tools. She's a cleaning girl. Her low-cut, V-cut T-shirt, she had a beautiful figure with large breasts. I mean, they were three-quarters visible. I couldn't really take my eyes off of them. She was a very attractive girl. So how does this fit in? What, are we going to stop this now? I mean,
I hope not.
It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. I think the customer looked at me because I took too long to look at her. And I tried not to, but this is almost what you're talking about. So we're going to stop her from doing that now?
Well, the proposal on the table, at least in New Hampshire, is to prohibit toplessness in public. So a woman coming downstairs in a covering is not going to be illegal. But there would probably be some prudes who would like to see tops regulated.
Yeah, because, I mean, this was three-quarters visible, absolutely beautiful. Virtually topless. So it just occurred to me to call because this is the subject, and it was a little strange. I mean, it was wonderful for me today.
Nice little bonus.
But I mean, I hope this doesn't get all cloudy and estranged, if you will, going into other areas.
Do you think? What do you think about people in topless in public? Should a lady be able to be topless if a man is able to be topless?
I don't know. It's so. It makes such a statement. I mean, I have no problem with it.
Okay.
As a male, but it makes such a statement. I think it may be too strong. Maybe it's designed to be the way it's been. You know, for you can have bikini tops or
you know, it used to be illegal for men to be topless.
That's a little weird.
Thanks, Peter, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And there were guys who, put their freedom on the line to commit civil disobedience in this area to secure the right to be topless as a male.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.